Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl Trinae. We back at it with AfterBuzz TV, Love and Hip Hop, Ratchet Mondays. Tonight, we're not in Los Angeles. We're in Jamaica, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, baby, make it in. Drop it to the floor and make that ass clap. Round of applause. Baby, make that clap. Drop it to the floor, make that clap. Let me see you. Bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it. Drop it to the floor, bust it. Bow, bow, bow.
Hey, I remember when this song first came out. What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You know, we're back at it again. You know?
Again, you know, we're back at
it. AfterBuzz TV. What's up, you guys? We're happy to be back. You know, last week we weren't here.
It was a long Memorial Day weekend. We had a break, but we back in effect.
Yeah, we back in effect. Yeah. And, you know, before we get into the show, I am joined by my boy, my favorite host that does the most, my boy Jimmy V.
I don't know
V.
about the most. I could do more, but yeah, it's your boy Jimmy V. Well, oh man. Twitter and Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Thanks for tuning in with us. Always glad to be back.
Yeah, we're, you know, man down tonight. But two men down tonight.
We're two men down, but we got the two hosts here to hold it down.
You hold it. No, but you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. At your girl Trinae.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, wish I was in Jamaica with these girls.
Well, right?
It's a lot of
Well, I don't know about being in Jamaica with Carly though, because Carly be doing the most. If anybody does the most, Carly does the most.
She's like that embarrassing grandma.
Yeah. Okay, so I would keep Carly around my crew if I needed to promote something or get a whole lot of attention. I'd be like, all right, Carly, I need you to go act like who you always act like so we can get some attention. So I don't know if we're selling a product or something, but every group has that type of person, I feel like.
They
and that's
do.
Carly.
And I feel like this particular episode was selling a product. the resort.
Definitely, which it actually looked actually dope, though.
Secrets
it
Resort.
Hella dope, yeah.
So the shot where they're zooming in on the resort.
I know, right? And it shows everything else.
Obviously.
I see the sponsorship. I see partner.
Loving
I'm at it. Well, when you get goddamn over 25 million views a week, you can do that, you know?
But do we think that that was the actual... I just want to know. You think that was like a shot they put in?
Oh, so you don't think it was an actual resort? It was something else?
No, you think that they got that specific pan in with the resort the resort's website? You think Love and Hip Hop is doing...
like it's some stock stuff? Yeah. Like it's a Bow Wow on the jet? Grabbing the jet thing, right? It could be.
Yeah, no. But a lot happened in this episode, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, leaving off at the Mercy grand opening, we see Dave Chappelle. No, we see Caesar. No, for some reason, Caesar looked just like Dave Chappelle in this specific.
Yeah, they got the bald head action going on. And for some reason, Caesar was sweating bullets.
He probably was off. I'm off four pills. No,
honestly, though, I rock with Caesar. If any of our viewers watch Black Ink, you know how Caesar rolls and stuff. So yeah. I rock with him.
He's have a problem a boss with Caesar. Dude, you know? I like him out of all of the... I feel like he's...
Out the whole Black
franchise.
Ink crew?
Yeah.
Caesar, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
The boss. And obviously, Carly's filling him because she's like, you know, he's... the best tattoo artist.
Open up some chains of tattoos and all this stuff.
I went from being with a rapper to a tattoo artist.
Now she with an actual businessman, which I'm not, you know, I'm not saying anything against the rappers.
Yeah, he's making moves out here. And Jock obviously, you know, pulled up.
But she petty.
Petty.
Level of pettiness was ridiculous. Which I actually just dropped a skit on my Instagram about being petty. I'm going to get my quick plug in at Be Your Own Dad. But... why would you invite somebody to your event and pull up with somebody else?
Because that's what you do when you want to be messy.
Exactly.
And
petty.
You want, and obviously you want him to go home and look at your Snapchat and obsess about you.
Have you done anything of that
sort? No, I've never.
That's okay, good. Childish.
That is, thank you, that is childish.
That's, it's like,
I have something
why you gotta argue with me at Cheesecake? No, I'm not gonna go there.
For real. It's
like, really much so, like, all of our friends are here. Like, why would
why are you
going to
do all that? Yeah.
Why?
And that's a reoccurring thing I see with this horrible scripted out show. Yes, it's scripted. And I'll tell you guys why later on. But you see levels of childishness within each character. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's no, I don't understand
it. Yeah, and then so basically, Jock, you know, he's like, it's not gonna last.
Well, I'll
give it 90 days.
That ain't nothing, man. Jock gonna put on that 90-day probation, and then what do you say? I got a deep ink tube. What do you say about
the
whole tattoo?
He was like,
I got a needle.
Deep too, like that was whack.
Yeah, I didn't
if your needle goes deep,
I didn't know you actually do tattoos.
If your needle goes deep, you don't have to even talk about it.
If we can get our group chat up, popping in the engineer,
and speaking of childish, so Rashida was at Pressed, and
oh, yeah, a child, wanting to be the daddy. First time in Maury history, the child, somebody wants to be the actual daddy. So I thought this was interesting here.
I'm the pappy.
I'm the pappy of that baby.
He really
shout out to life.
Logan. Okay, so we're introduced to Logan.
Logan, young boy.
So we don't know whether he's a bum, a fan, or, you know, just this random kid who's just saying this because he wants to finally have, you know, some exposure.
Some time in the spotlight.
But he's got a whole bunch of receipts.
He brought his daddy's birth certificate.
Yeah,
who walks around with their parents' birth certificate in their back pocket?
Because he, you know, he had nowhere else to go.
That's my baby!
Yeah, he had nowhere else. He, you know, has the photo of Jasmine from back in the day.
Yeah,
so they went to high school together,
they
maybe.
They were rocking together for 10 years. So I thought that I'm glad they let us know, just so it secures in my mind more. This is a whole bunch of bullshit. But knowing that you've been rocking with somebody for 10 years and you're going to pop up at this girl's shop claiming that the baby's yours, I'm sure he's got something.
I have such a good prediction. I think.
You're going to save it? Okay.
I'm going to save it about him. But no, obviously, you know, he claims that basically what happened was she said that she was pregnant with his baby.
Right.
And then she went ahead and got an abortion and then said she was pregnant with Kirk's baby. So if we want to put this together, it's kind of like she just had sex with maybe two or three guys.
She's having a whole lot of sex.
Who's the dad, basically.
And I think she needs to... No. I think we need to know whose baby it is. They just got to take the goddamn test. That's
yeah,
all. Take the paternity test. Stop doing this.
He says that basically the baby's name is Cannon and his dad's name is Cannon.
Yeah.
So she named the baby after his dad, pulls up the birth certificate. I mean, the death certificate.
The dad's certificate.
The death certificate, which was a little weird and odd, but I guess if that's the way you want to do it.
Shout out to Angela Faison. I'm serious. That was so staged. Yes, this whole thing is staged because it's a whole bunch of... I'm trying to watch my language here, but it's a whole bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, no, it was basically very weird because, like, Rashida, you know, she finally... I feel like for her, she finally, like, felt a sense of relief, like... Now there's something different going on. Now my marriage could possibly be saved.
Possibly. But I think the way she was acting towards young boy, she didn't want to hear what he was saying.
She was like, all right, well, come back with DNA test.
First of all, did you see how she invited him or introduced him? Hi, welcome to Press. It's like she gave him no time of day. Hey, what's up?
Because she thought he was a bum. She thought he was a fan. And that's how she treats fans and people. But, yeah, no, it's so weird to me, too, because he's saying that he doesn't want to be the baby's father.
It was confusing.
Because now he...
I'm sorry. Defeats the purpose of him even walking inside there. Like, I would understand you going to sort out something, and at the end, you want to be the baby of the dad, the daddy of the baby. That's why you go there to sort out the thing. But if you don't want to be the parent of this child, why go to that extent to even have the conversation? Why not just disappear in the wind?
Because
he wants his
10
seconds
check.
Of fame or something.
He wants. I can't wait to tell you guys about my my prediction about this old Logan mess. But yeah, so basically, you know, we bought the wine, we dirty the wine, we're in the pond.
Jamaica,
wine.
Jamaica.
I'm just kidding. Let me not do that because I don't want to offend anybody. That wasn't cool.
Jamaica's cool.
No, Jamaica's cool, but it's not cool to, like, you know, make fun of people's accents. That's not cool.
It's a part
where
of my the
Jamaican,
culture.
Where my Jamaicans at though? My
so
Caribbean.
Then, do you get mad at Drake when he be on his, you know, his Jamaican type swag?
No, but I'd be wondering, is Drake must have been Rihanna must have been laying it down on him because
well, one thing I'm learning. We all know Drake's from Toronto. Mm-hmm. In Toronto, there's this type of culture thing that is mixed with the Jamaican type, I don't know, what's the word I'm trying to say, the lingo and words that they use with the accent and such. So I'm learning that I guess that's what he actually came up on, but it's he's not actually from Jamaica.
Yeah, because Party Next Door is actually, side note, is actually Jamaican. But
oh, see? Man.
Yeah, so, you know, I love, shout out to Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt,
Cassie
B, of course.
Those are my favorite Jamaicans.
Shout out to Beanie Man, you man. Know, shout out to Bob Marley, R.I.P.,
right.
Man. Come on now.
But, they meet up with Spice, who's a Jamaican dancehall artist.
Have you ever heard of her?
No, but she seemed like a good time.
Yeah, this was my first time hearing of Spice.
Spice they won. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. But so they're taking selfies. They pull up at the nearest local coconut station where they get their coconut drinks and whatnot. And, you know, it's lit. Carly's already showing out.
Already.
Popping pee in the car.
Doing the most.
Doing the most.
Dancing all up in the videos.
Twerking. Hanging out the sunroof.
Man, she just want to be seen.
She would be the type to be hanging out the sunroof.
Yeah. Like I said, every group needs a Carly, all right? Somebody that fiends for attention, because she clearly fiends for attention every episode. Hey, if that's you, I don't mind.
She's
me,
confident.
I'm more of the calm, cool type.
She's confident.
I sit in the back and, you know, peep game, you know. But her, she's wants the spotlight. So
she wants to spice up the trip. We all need a Carly on the trip. You know
we
it's
do,
about to be
but
lit.
She
when
be
Carly
doing a
come,
whole lot. She be doing a whole lot. Shabba!
Shabba! Patois! But no, basically, so, you know, it's a lot of things going down in the A. One of them being Tammy. Tammy, we see.
Walk is back. Welcome.
Walker. That's why we opened up
Welcome.
A round of applause.
Round of applause for my man Walker. He back up in the crib.
Because he's just
looked like
him
he
off.
Gained about 10 to 20 pounds, though.
Man.
But hey, it's all good. He's sleeping on the couch. It's a start.
Probation.
It's a start. Hey, you know.
And, you know, she got the braids. She ready for the trip.
She looking bad as hell, yeah.
And then he's like, where you be at all types of night? You be hanging out. Where you at? And I was like, it was about to be some trouble. When she was like, well, I'll be at the studio. I was like.
One, rappers don't like other rappers hanging out with their woman. Because rappers know what
care.
Goes down lies.
No, I'm saying because the other rappers don't care. We've seen
the
beef go down
exactly.
Biggie and Tupac. Tupac
yes,
saying
exactly.
I effed your B.
So when Tammy was like, oh, I've been hanging around with some rappers, she knew she said that to kind of get under his skin, knowing that, oh, no, it's your boy I've been actually kicking with. Shout out to Rico Love. He makes hits. He's a well-known producer, he's as well as an artist as well, but the hits that he makes, like Kelly Motivation, Beyonce, what was it, it was a big track, but yeah, Rico Love, puts in work though.
I forget his song that he did.
They don't know.
Oh,
they don't.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't. They don't know.
I see you.
Even though, come on now, Rico's dope.
So yeah, Waka's like, how come you didn't tell me you was doing music? And
how you gonna be married to Waka Flocka Flame and not ask for help?
And you know, I get it. She don't want to be relying on her man. You know.
I get that too, but when your man got all the keys, why make it hard for yourself?
Because it would be expected. Because
I don't need a man. I can do it by myself.
No, that's not why.
I don't need you to make a record.
No, she didn't want him to think that, you know, because he's an artist, that she has to get in that way. Maybe she wanted to, like, make her own moves and be independent in the aspect of her career,
but
because she already bad enough is on his like side and things like that,
but she's got her own grind though. She's got her own bathing suit company, her own brand and all that stuff.
Maybe she just, you know, and she revealed that she was a singer way before she met Waka.
Everybody's a singer before they meet somebody. Come on.
But she could actually sing.
What'd you think of the record?
I thought it was good.
It was
cute because, like, you could tell she was all blushing because the song's obviously about Waka, right?
I liked it. I thought too much added effects to it.
It's usually like that.
Yeah.
A lot of auto-tune.
I felt a whole lot of auto-tune. I wanted to hear more of her natural voice so I could actually give a nice, clear judgment if she can sing or not.
So you would have preferred if maybe instead of her showing him the single,
right on the spot.
Just right on the spot.
Start to sing your heart out to that man, woman.
Sing it, girl.
Yeah, you know.
She was like, but you know, you could tell that he was proud of his boo, whatever. So
yeah,
he's proud to see that she, I feel like this whole different like relationship is going on with them. Like, I feel like they are like, it's like a playful, flirtatious new beginning. You know, they're flirting.
I think
friendship.
They've got that type of relationship. I think it all started off being friends. I think it started off as being cool. That's the vibe that I get from them. That's why, being that they're in the position now, Waka did his dirt. Now he's on the couch. I think they're starting to rebuild that friendship up again. That's why you see them playing around, messing with each other, blah, blah, blah.
You got to rebuild that friendship.
You do. It's not
easy.
You
know, because then you got to always learn about them, relearn them and stuff. And he's obviously relearning some things because he's like, wait, you going on a girls trip?
Right.
Yeah, we getting Stella. We going to be like, Stella got her groove back.
Walker said, you going to get with a tall, dark black man? I think he was talking about me, but hey, you know. Let me go to Jamaica real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. So obviously he was feeling some type of way. And she knows what she's doing.
Which I thought him showing concern too. I know from a woman's point of view, that must feel good. Like, oh, he's worried about where I'm going, who I'm hanging out with. So it shows that he cares.
Yeah, right? Because on the flip side, you know, we see that Candy Burrs meets up with Rashida.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling her, like, you know, you got to, like, make sure that you looking good and you feeling good. And that's the same thing that Tammy is doing with Waka, is that she's...
Tammy's just showing that she don't need him to make sure she has a good life, a good time. So she's doing her thing.
I don't think it was that she don't need him. It's just that she doesn't need to fall hard and just be all depressed because he's not in the picture. Like, she still has to be an individual.
I'm not gonna cry.
She still gotta be an individual, you know, and she lost a lot of her individualism, you know, getting really caught up in the relationship, getting caught up with going in his phone. Like, you start to lose yourself when you get so invested in all that.
I got stories. I've been there.
You've been looking at your girl's phone.
I've been through a breakup where I had to literally stop myself and say, Jimmy, who are you?
He's like,
you don't do this type of shit. Yes. I was like, all right, I just got to let it go. And then, you know, life went on. But yeah, like, shit goes down, though.
Yeah, I feel like if you got to look in the person's phone, you shouldn't be with them.
Yes.
I'm not looking.
Yes.
I just don't. If you go looking for stuff, that's how you
you're
just
gonna find
you
it too.
Find it because you're trying to be Inspector Gadget. You're going to find something. You're going to go Gadget
talk.
And catch something.
Real
so
talk.
So obviously, you know, Candy Burrs, pretty random they brought her on the show.
Yeah, I think she probably just needed a quick check or something.
That was really random because, you know, she's just wrapped up the whole she's Real on what, Housewives. Of
Real Housewives, right?
Yeah. I don't really watch the show, but I know it was a whole bunch of BS going on in the reunion. So they had to merge the whole Atlanta situation. Mm-hmm. Basically, like Rashida, we get from her that she still doesn't know what to do in her marriage. She's confused. She tells her about Logan, and then she's like, "So what are you gonna do?"
Oh, you know what? And I actually copied this down too. This was a interesting thing. So Rashida was expressing that, oh, if the baby is his, I can't move on with a man who's got a child by another woman or something, whatever the case. I thought that was interesting because Kirk already has a grown 16-year-old child with another woman that actually works in Rashida's store, Press. So maybe I took it wrong. I don't know if you did too, but by her saying she can't be involved with raising another child that's not hers, she already is in that. Well, maybe she just don't want to add another one, and that'll obviously make things more, but her current situation for what it is now, she already is.
Well, it's a lot more different when you start the relationship and the dude has a kid already. That was way before you. So
compared to
you being married and then you cheating on...
I ain't got
her,
no kids, so
and bringing in a full blown baby that you brought in because you cheated on me.
Right.
You sidestepped on me, and now I have to accept this and this child and you out here. It's just like Fences. Did anyone see Fences?
Yes, I did.
Where he brought
yes,
in.
Yes, I did.
That was cold, right?
Yes, I
had the fact way to they, be like.
The way they handled it, though. Yeah, because Denzel was like, look, this child has nothing to do with what we got going on.
Trifling.
It was wrong. He was
like,
it was
so you're going to continue to... He's like, I'm going to continue to just be with her. That was disgusting. And this is obviously what's going on this show, too, is that I'm going to continue to be a dog, but you still going to support me, right?
Right. Exactly. That's what it was like. Look, I know I'm messed up. I know this child isn't yours, but the child needs a mother. That's
that
what it was.
Effed up.
That's what it was. It was messed up, but that was the reality of the situation.
Viewers, if you guys seen Fences, we definitely
go
need
check
your
that out.
Take.
And I actually want you guys' opinion at home. Do you think it is messed? Do you think it's more hard to have a child already in a relationship or grow with that child as it grows up as well? I hope you guys understand what I'm saying, right?
I can answer that question for you.
Please.
Being a stepmom or whatever, you fall in love with the child because you also fell in love with their parent, right?
Right. Okay, yeah.
So you accept that. You know that going into the situation, he or she has a child. And in order for you to even grow with that person, you have to also grow with the child.
Child, true.
That's cool. But sidestepping, cheating, and then... You just like thinking that I gotta accept this new child that's
not even mine.
Decided to like sleep around with me on. That's a whole different.
You couldn't do it.
That's just
okay.
Till I agree death though. Do us part. That's hard.
That's hard. Yeah.
And maybe if viewers who are married could maybe answer that question.
Welcome to Love and Hip Hop, people.
Because it's just too much. But you know, we back at Secrets with it, and you know. Carly kind of insinuated in the beginning that she had some surprises for Mimi.
Yeah,
you know,
she knew this was coming.
She's trying to be Sex in the City so badly, trying to make this work when it's not going to work at all. So, you know, she's catching Mimi up on all the BS, you know, Carly style, you know, Jocelyn. Mm-hmm. Mimi's obviously upset. She's like one of those friends who doesn't want her friends to be friends with people she doesn't like, which is pretty elementary in middle school. That's how we do it. As an adult, I don't know. But
which is why I'm glad later on in the show they actually called her out on the stupidness. Like, oh, so you're not going to be friends with her because she rocks with her, but you're cool with us and we all still rock with her. So I think that moment there kind of opened up her eyes that, yes, I am being childish, but I think that's where they stopped the episode at. So.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a lot different because Melissa was eating Mimi's cooter.
There is that personal relationship
there. That personal aspect.
Maybe that's why Mimi thinks she should be more loyal to her.
But then Jocelyn was also eating Mimi's cooter too, and Mimi was eating Jocelyn's
goddamn
cooter.
Love triangle. So the hell is this?
Just, and then Ariane is in the mix. So it's just something that Carly had no business getting into. Yeah. She doesn't know the extent of
once again
the cooter catching
Carly putting herself into a situation that she had no control over. Mind your business.
Yeah, and Melissa, you know, she pulls up there looking like a sad puppy dog, hoping that her looks or her licking her lips continuously is gonna get her way back into Mimi's heart.
And Mimi was like, nah, I'm good.
You at
I'm
all.
I'm good.
So yeah, basically
what you got to say?
I'm not here. And you know, it was sad because Melissa looked like she wanted to cry. And
she did, but she was somebody that wanted to just have a friendship with this person, because the way she was describing it, of how close they were, and obviously they had to be some type close if they were, you know, messing around at some point. And it seemed like she really appreciated that relationship. So for Mimi to be like, nah, I'm good on you, she kind of got hurt.
She was like, tell me again, can we be lovers and friends?
She was like, oh, so you don't have nothing? No?
Oh, it's a good look, baby. She's like, no, it's
okay,
not a good look.
Well,
sometimes would it be your lover?
Sometimes would it be your friend? Sometimes would a hug? And then she just walked away with the sad face.
She's like,
so yeah.
Well, anywho, so it's just so stupid how they always have to have these dudes like,
playing ball like they actually, man, y'all don't hang out. We see that they had Waka Flocka on that court about to pass out. All right, this man was trying to make a cut. He was not trying to pass. Only person that supposedly plays ball is Jessica Dimes' dude, Sean.
They say he plays overseas. He's an NBA player.
NBA player. Okay,
he
I get
played
it.
Played for the Memphis Grizzlies, and yeah, that's where he's currently signed to. But basically, long story short, Waka decides that maybe it's a good idea that they possibly pull up on the women on the trip. Jock asks Kirk in his Adam's apple, who made an appearance, if he had his passport, which you know damn well, Kirk ain't got no passport. He had to go to the post office and expedite.
You stupid. Expedite this quick. How much? 500?
I gotta get my wife back.
I got
Hurry
you.
I need it now. But right. Young Jock, you know, he's how I pull up a little scantily clad looking hoe.
Oh,
you know?
Man. What's her name? Treasure, was it?
Treasure Chest.
Treasure Chest, the one who talked too damn much.
It's like either her mouth moving.
Which, too, that's another thing, too. Jock was quick to throw her to the side at the party because she was talking too much. She got down on her knees, begged Jock for another chance. He said, all right, fine, get up off your knees, whatever. Now he's bringing her on a trip to Jamaica.
Yeah, I thought he should have brought Tommy, but that's just my opinion. But Tommy would have.
He should have. Yeah, but Tommy's not about that bullshit.
Beat his.
Yeah, Tommy's like, look, I ain't going. I'll beat every bitch's ass there.
Okay, now, ladies, let's get in formation.
Hey.
This part was so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a photo shoot.
Hey, which, shout out to Tammy for her bathing line.
Yeah. No, they had their little Tammy Rivera swim line
and Tammy
photo shoot.
Bad.
She was looking like a snack.
She looked like an hourglass.
Man, I need that workout food plan, girl. Maybe, you know, Tammy, you have the swimsuit line, the music going. Maybe you should, like, write a book of what you're eating. Because us need to know. We don't need to be having fake butts. We need to know how we can get the real deal. And now I see why Waka can't get enough of you. Girl, you was working it, had the braids popping, the blue hair popping.
Tammy.
One time for the one time.
Hey.
And I feel like all the girls actually looked pretty good on this trip.
They did, yeah. Yeah. Mimi was looking right. You know.
Dime pulled up.
Dime, looked
the braids,
good.
The green. Yeah. Just, you know, giving us girls back home ideas on what we should wear to our next holiday. So, yeah. Greens are in, oranges are in, ladies.
Just don't rock pink. Okay. Because if you Rock Pink, yeah. Tammy's coming for you.
She's right? So
online.
I had no idea that there was some little beef, some social media words exchanged between these two.
I didn't either.
I do remember, you know, the whole situation about the woman coming for Tammy's daughter about her pink hair.
I remember that because I think like Baller Alert or like Shade
Room.
Yeah,
Shade
like,
Room.
Brought
and,
it up.
And usually Tammy is pretty quick with it when responding to fans.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I know she has. And so basically she was like, it's appropriate for a 10-year-old to be rocking pink hair, but not for a grown woman.
Not for a grown woman. And obviously, Jessica Dime been all over loving hip-hop, looking like the puppeteer, what's her name, off of the...
Miss Piggy.
Looking like Miss Piggy with the pink hair the whole time.
Miss Piggy, platinum.
Jessica Dime thought she was coming at her neck, so she was like, let me clap back.
Obviously, I think that these girls have too much time on their hands.
I think they should make a text or a phone call.
Searching through social media feeds about all that. But they decided to squash the beef, you know, about the whole situation about them even fighting at Tommy's little wine tasting event was dumb anyhow.
Childish once again.
A lot of alcohol consumed, so they got both really slick with it and... Yeah. You know, I'm glad these ladies can come to, you know, an agreement that, hey.
They handle that very grown adult. Like I was surprised the way Jessica Dime apologized because she said everything. She explained why she acted that way. And then she says, look, if you feel like I was wrong, I apologize. That's a grown-up thing to do. Tammy was like, all right, I forgive you, which is dope. Now, they could have gone the whole other way around and just stretched out the whole thing, but that ruined everything, everybody with the group and all that stuff, so I get that.
Yeah, I know. I think it was pretty adult of them, too. And Rashida pulls up to the scene. She kind of, like, separates the whole awkwardness going on with Melissa trying to now get Mimi to, like, be her friend again, and we find out that the real reason why Mimi is upset is because of the whole Ariane thing. Like, she felt like that was pretty messed. It was pretty messed up that, you know, Melissa wasn't honest with Mimi about the whole Ariane thing. They both.
Remind us, what happened?
Well, you know, like, Ariane and Melissa had a thing going on back in the day. And
she never told
them. She never told Mimi about it. Neither one of them ever told Mimi about it.
Arian, that's right.
Well,
I think it's one of those. Granted, Mimi's the mutual friend in that situation. Now, if they met based off of Mimi, then I think it'd have been, hey, by the way, we doing this over here. But if Mimi they just happen to both know Mimi, like she didn't do no type of introduction of them, and then they did what they had to do, then. Leave it be.
So if it was from like a Smash the Homie perspective, you wouldn't be upset either?
So let's put this into Smash the Homie perspective.
Because that's basically what it was.
If my boy got with a chick and I didn't introduce him to that chick, then that's none of my business.
See, guys.
That's it.
They don't care.
It's
they could be smashing the same chick at the same time and it wouldn't matter. Obviously, on Love and Hip Hop, we see that it doesn't matter.
We see that time and time again.
They'd be like, well, you don't want her this week. I'll take her next week. But listen, I got five.
Listen, brother, I'm about to be back in town on the 26th. You good on that?
That's sick. But basically.
it's the truth, though. She said, that's sick. Hey, that's what be going down in these streets.
But Rashida pulls up looking like a snack, too. I feel like this blonde. Emerging. Well,
I like the blonde on her. With the dirty highlights. That was it, right?
She's
I know little son.
She's like, you know. No, Candy was basically like, you need to get back in them streets. And she's like, I don't know if I should be in these streets, though. Like,
she's smart.
She talks like Kirk or whatever. He needs to hurry up. And he needs to take this DNA, but he's not. So, but no. Yeah, so I mean, like, obviously she's, you know, popped up on the scene, and that was good. She needed to get out the house anyhow.
Which, isn't it funny how they all said, I don't know if I'm a, oh, the girls are taking a Jamaica trip. I'm not going. Knowing damn well you already had your ticket booked.
She was like, Mona.
Just like the guys. It's a girls trip. I'm not going. And they all right. pop up at
but
the end
of the day.
But they
saw the call sheet where so they, needed right. they needed to fly
be here
out.
At this time.
And so things spice up. Speaking of the sheets, we got...
Oh, my gosh.
Spice is performing her sheet yeah. song, and she calls her favorite Atlanta friend to the stage.
We got Carly out here looking like a fish out of water on top of the sheet trying to twerk. I don't know if that is twerking, but it, I don't know. She was having a good time. I can't blame you for having a good time. But you saw her on everybody's faces, and when they panned back to the cast at ATL, they were all like, what is she doing up there?
Yeah, Carly Red, you know, she looked like a granny twerking. But she tried it. You know, she tried it.
You only go to Jamaica once in a while, so enjoy yourself. Let your soul glow.
And usually, like, these whole reality TV shows, the way that they shoot it, it's nothing like that. Like, you know.
It looks fun. Let's bring that back again. All right. We need you to do some more dancing again, okay, Carly? You got that? Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, cool. All right. Camera's over here. All right.
They probably weren't even really in Jamaica.
Probably in a stage on a studio or something.
Fake palm trees.
Fake palm trees. I would not be Everybody's surprised. An extra there.
Yeah. Would not be surprised.
Trying to get their SAG card.
But yeah, no. So they're all at the table. Carly's feeling herself because she just, you know, had to show out. And all of a sudden, Jock pulls up.
Of course, because we didn't know Jock was going to join.
He pulls up with Treasure. And Dime is like, I know that Jock. Wait, is that Jock?
Why'd you have to come to ruin it? Man, calm down. She's been here for 2 seconds and you already screaming.
You know, deep down inside, she was like,
yes, Jock. My baby's here.
Jock. Yeah. What do you
think of their relationship?
I feel like they just like to get under each other's skin. it's just something they like to do. And I feel like, you know, it's just new for them to continue to just come up with a storyline. They figure, you know, first we had them hating each other a few years ago.
Then they like each other.
What about you, though? What you think?
I found it interesting. When Jock was talking about this with the guys, I think it was Waka. He responded like, oh, you have one of those relationships. Like, you guys love each other. And I've seen people where they love each other deep down, but they just want to get back at each other. It's just a constant back and forth. I'm winning this time, blah, blah, blah. And then in the end, they end up together. I don't know if this is that type of situation. Obviously, Carly's with Caesar now. But I think at the end of the day, they might just come back with each other.
But young Jock likes crazy girls. We've seen his girlfriend Kadia, how she like smothered some
I don't think she was crazy. I don't think she was crazy.
He liked that. He was like, he likes being put in crazy positions, compromises.
So he's messy too?
Yeah, he likes it.
Got you.
He likes it. It turns him on. Any, mini, miny, mo. Am I going to have Carly? Any, mini,
my man,
miny,
mo. How many jigs ago? I know you see it.
He's like, I know you see it. I know you see me one time. So he brought Treasure. Out of all girls, he brings Treasure.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, that is just a perfect segue for predictions.
For predictions.
Basically.
What we can see go down next week.
So, we didn't get the music, but it's cool.
That's all right. Actually,
it's because the chat's up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Well, yeah, no. So, do you have a prediction for next week?
For this bow? So, next week, we saw everybody. The whole cast is obviously out in Jamaica. The guys get there as well. And it looked like they were having an all-white party or get-together. I don't know if you noticed this or you guys at home, but everybody was in white besides Treasure, who was in black.
Oh, gosh.
I thought that was pretty interesting because we see in that scene, what's her name? Jessica Dime ends up going off on her because she talks about how she likes getting with married guys.
So Treasure obviously didn't get the text.
Didn't get the memo. Didn't look at the call sheet.
Didn't bring any money on the trip to go pick up an outfit.
So
that's hella messed up.
Next episode is a whole bunch of drama because based off the previews, that's all they showed us.
Kirk, you know, surprised Rashida. But my prediction about Logan, because Logan pulls up on Jasmine at her job.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I think that Logan is actually probably somebody that Jasmine went to high school with, like where they're from, and they just took a picture. And he's like the stalker.
But she did say that my obsessive ex-boyfriend is back on my case. So no, I think they definitely have some
history.
A past, yeah.
I don't know. He just seemed like he was maybe obsessed with her, like on some stock. I don't know. Like, it's going to be interesting to see this whole situation unravel because Rod. Yeah, of course,
Rod's
he's holding
back. Come on now.
Cannon. He's like, I swear, I'm gonna knock him out. If I find
Yo, even though I got this baby in my hand, I swear I'm gonna knock dude out.
He's like, he's not the bait. He's like, he's not the father. There's no way he's the father.
If it was Rod's choice, he would be the daddy.
I wish Rod was the daddy.
I'm the daddy of that baby. I'm the pappy.
I wish that he was the dad so we could just put all this to the end.
Done, right?
Finally, Kirk is like, yeah, I'm going to go with a lawyer.
Right, and I'm going to go finally take the test. All this could have been done with weeks ago if he just went and took the test.
Steve, I'm going to go with Stevie J's lawyer. He got a 25% discount going on next month.
Gonna go to the one where Jocelyn brought the dirty draws and whatnot.
Yeah, and obviously we see Jocelyn and lovely Mimi having their little play date.
That's right.
And Jocelyn
was checking her. She was letting her know, like, I don't know what you're talking about over there, but it don't work like that down here.
You need to watch your moves in the A.
Yeah.
Because I own this. I'm the queen bee. Like, she's some
type of boss. Oh, man. Only thing Jocelyn got is a major attitude. I'll say that. But of course, we do have exclusive news here over at AfterBuzz TV because we got yo back. So, enstars.com released this article on June 4th, which was, a day ago? Two, three days ago. And it's titled, Peep Game, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta Cast, Former Star Blast Rashida and Kirk Frost for Fake Storyline Amid Baby Drama. I don't even know the words. But, of course, I did the research and looked up the article here. And peep this, AfterBuzz family. They're saying the storyline's fake. This whole thing about the baby and the stripper and Kirk having to do the test and all that. It's all fake. Everything was made up. Now, where are they getting this information from? This is interesting here because they got the information from Ashley Nicole. Do you remember who Ashley Nicole is?
No, who's that?
Ashley Nicole was the girl that Kirk was managing, moved her into one of their apartments during season 5 or 6 or some case.
His artist.
Like that, exactly. So I guess something happened with that whole situation, and they had a falling out. So now she's like, oh, Kirk, if you're not going to pay me, I'm going to spill all your tea about what you're doing. So once again, like everybody knows, and we continue to say episode after episode, this shit's fake.
Well, yeah, and then also another AfterBuzz exclusive.
Uh-oh, watch
Jocelyn
out now.
Jocelyn actually says that she wants to finally go to Oprah and tell Oprah about all the things that Mona has been doing and how
AfterBuzz TV exclusive
Jocelyn and other cast members. Okay. So that was on JasmineBrand.com.
You first lost me when you said Jocelyn wanted to go to Oprah. I was about to take my headphones off and walk out the studio, but she wants to bring to light everything that Mona Scott is doing. That's actually pretty good, because Mona Scott is known for, as we see season and season, for making up these storylines and pretty much ruining people's lives off of her production. So she is at fault to a T. And she's doing this all for ratings, of course.
Yeah, so Jocelyn took to Twitter and basically was like, if you guys want me, y'all need to like make sure you can get me in the studio with Oprah because I want to finally air out all the things that Mona's been doing to us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's getting pretty...
She said Oprah?
Yeah, she wants to
the
go to Oprah.
V-O-P-R-A-H?
O Network.
Oh, yes. My so gosh.
Maybe we might finally get some Ayana... fix my mess with this old Jocelyn.
You know what she's doing? She's pulling a Donald Trump. That's what she's doing. Donald Trump was like, if I'm going to be president, I'm going to do it. Jocelyn's like, I want to be on Oprah's network. Put me on it. I'll say whatever I got to. Put me on it. That's crazy.
And you know you can't get any of this anywhere. This is AfterBuzz TV.
Exclusive.
We love you guys. Bow. And we're so excited that you tune in with us every week. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. Now, before we leave, we just wanted to remind you to go ahead and subscribe to the channel, AfterBuzz TV. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AfterBuzz TV. Yep. And if you're on the road and you're traveling or you're just on your way to work, make sure to download us on iTunes, too, because you know you can listen to it like a podcast. It's more fun that way, right? So, Jimmy, where could they find you at?
I don't know if it's more fun that way because they no? can't see me.
Oh, yeah, true. And, you know, the ladies love Jimmy V.
Now I'm playing.
By someone.
It's your boy, Jimmy V. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Always, if it wasn't for y'all, we'd be talking to nobody. So, and that's actually sad. But follow Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. The blog is popping. I'm about to hit 100K views, and that's thanks to you guys. Be Your Own Dad.blogspot.com. Go peep game. Where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Girl Trinae. And, you know, we love you guys. We'll see you next week. It's about to be another one.
Another one.
Another exclusive.
Deuces.
All right. See you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.